Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Acharya Ashtotarada Shri Srimad Shrivayan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavanda Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaur Parimanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato jayamudirayet Nashta prayeshu bhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 11 Text number 38.
Etadishana mishasya prakritisthopi tadgunaihi nayujyate sadatmasthair yatha buddhistadashraya etadishana mishasya Prakritisthopi tadgunaihi Nayujyate sadatmasthair Yatha buddhistadashraya Etadishanamishasya Prakritisthopi tadgunaihi Nayujyate sadatmasthair Yatha buddhistadashraya Etadisha namishasya
Matris
Etad this Ishanam divinity
ఈశస్య ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ప్రకృతిస్థ బీయింగ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ అపి ఇన్ స్పైట్ ఆఫ్ తద్గుణై బై ద క్వాలిటీస్ నా నెవర్ యుజ్యతే ఈజ్ అఫెక్టెడ్ సదాత్మస్థై బై దోజ్ హు ఆర్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఇటర్నిటీ యథా యాజ్ ఈజ్ బుద్ధి ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ తత్ ద లార్డ్ ఆశ్రయా దోజ్ హు ఆర్ అండర్ ద షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. This is the divinity of the personality of Godhead. He is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. Purport. In the Vedas and Vedic literatures, Shruti and Smriti, it is affirmed that in the divinity, there is nothing material. He is transcendental, nirguna only, the supreme cognizant. Hari, or the supreme personality of Godhead, is a supreme transcendental person situated beyond the range of material affection. These statements are also confirmed even by Acharya Shankara. One may argue that his relation with the goddesses of fortune may be transcendental. But what about his relation with the Yadu dynasty, being born in that family, or is killing the non-believers like Jarasandha and other asuras directly in contact with the modes of material nature? The answer is that the divinity of the personality of Godhead is never in contact with the qualities of material nature in any circumstances. Actually, he is in contact with such qualities because he is the ultimate source of everything. Yet he is above the actions of such qualities. He is known therefore as Yogeshwara, or the master of mystic power, or in other words, the all-powerful. Even his learned devotees are not affected by the influence of the material modes. The great six Goswamis of Vrindavan all came from greatly rich and aristocratic families, but when they adopted the life of mendicants at Vrindavan, superficially they appeared to be in wretched conditions of life, but factually they were the richest of all in spiritual values. Such Mahabhagavatas, or first great devotees, although moving amongst men, are not contaminated by honor or insult, hunger or satisfaction, sleep or wakefulness, which are all resultant actions of the three modes of material nature. Similarly, some of them are engaged in worldly dealings, yet are unaffected. Unless these neutralities of life are there, one cannot be considered situated in transcendence. The divinity and his associates are on the same transcendental plane, and their glories are always sanctified by the action of Yoga Maya, or the internal potency of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord are always transcendental, even if they are sometimes found to have fallen in their behavior. The Lord emphatically declares in the Bhagavad Gita that even if an unalloyed devotee is found to be fallen due to a previous material contamination, he is nevertheless to be accepted as fully transcendental because of his being engaged, cent percent, in the devotional service of the Lord. The Lord protects him always because of his rendering service unto him, and the fallen conditions are to be considered accidental and temporary. They will vanish in no time. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya చక్షురుమీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీ గురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం
సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. సో బిఫోర్ ఐ బిగిన్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు సీక్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ హియర్. సో దిస్ వర్స్ వీఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద 11th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో and describing the glories of Krishna and the glories of his devotees. So it says, Krishna is not affected by the qualities of material nature, even though he is in contact with them. Similarly, the devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord do not become influenced by the material qualities. So, to some extent it is easy to understand that Krishna being the controller of material nature, material qualities, he won't be affected by these qualities. If I am in control of something, that thing cannot bind me, that cannot negatively influence me. So Krishna says in the Gita, Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya త్రివేరు గుణమైర్ భావిరేభిస్తారు. సో ఐఎమ్ అబౌవ్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ క్వాలిటీస్. ఐఎమ్ అబౌవ్ ద మెటీరియల్ నేచర్. ద మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ ఇస్ ఎమినేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ. ఐఎమ్ ఇన్ కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో న్యాచురలీ దట్ థింగ్ కెనాట్ కంట్రోల్ కృష్ణ. ఇట్స్ లాజికల్. బట్ ద డివోటీస్ హూ హ్యావ్ టేకన్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై దీస్ త్రీ క్వాలిటీస్. So ordinarily a living entity, because he is a marginal potency, he is prone to get influenced by these three qualities. But the only way to remain unaffected by these qualities is to take shelter of Krishna, who is unaffected by these qualities. Like in the Gita, Krishna says, నమాం కర్మాణి లింపంతి నమే కర్మ ఫలే స్పృహ ఇతి మాం యో బిజానాతి కర్మభిర్న సబద్ధ్యతే. సో నమాం కర్మాణి లింపంతి, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఎంటాంగిల్డ్ ఇన్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. నమే కర్మ ఫలే స్పృహ, ఐ డోంట్ డిజైర్ ఆల్సో ఎనిథింగ్. అండ్ వన్ హూ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దిస్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ మైన్, ఇతి మాం యో బిజానాతి, one who understands me in this fashion, karma bhirna savadhyate, that person also does not get entangled in karma. That's a very easy, that's a very simple solution from one point of view. Such a big, complicated setup is there here in the material world, solely to entangle someone, keep someone bound. Like we have that, in that Champak Chandavama comics, you have that maze. You start from here and that person has to end somewhere. It's a whole complicated mesh. You go here, it gets blocked. You go here, it gets blocked. There's only one way out of the whole mesh. So similarly, this whole material world is like a mesh. There is not one entry. We have already entered. We can't go back. Somehow the person has to find out the exit route and get out of the whole mesh. So ordinarily, it is impossible. It's a complicated network. Like in the Gita, Krishna talks about the inverted banyan tree. such a huge banyan tree with so many branches and stems and leaves. One is sure to get diverted to so many other fruits and not realize the way out. So the only way out, Krishna says, iti mam yo bijanati. Janma karma cha me divyam evam. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti. So understanding Krishna, understanding his activities, understanding how his activities are divine and transcendental. This is the key to get out of the material world. Get out of the entanglement of the material world. So in this verse, the verse says, etad ishanam ishasya. This ishanam. Ishanam means opulences. The divinity. And the divinity and the opulences of the Supreme. Prakritisthopi tadgunaihi. Although Krishna is situated in the material world, he does not get entangled. So like Prabhupada in several places talks about how impersonalists consider Krishna to be a product of the material nature. Although they claim to be liberated, but because they consider Vishnu to be a product of the modes, that is their offense. Like in one purport, one article, Satsarup Maharaj writes, how to understand the difference between living entity, material nature and God. So he gives an example of a doll. There's a doll which looks like a person. There is we human beings. And then there is God. So a doll is completely made of matter. In and out, it's total matter. Although there may be eyes and nose and hands and legs, all organs and limbs are there, just like an ordinary human being. But in and out, it is all matter. And a human being, external is matter, but internal is spirit. Spirit encased inside matter. Whereas Krishna is in and out spirit. Just like the doll is in and out matter. Krishna also has a form, Satchidananda Vigraha. But everything about him is spirit. So only a human being caught in the material world has both material identity and spiritual identity. Originally we are spiritual, but now we are accepted a material body. So in this way, we human beings tend to, like in the purport, it's one point is mentioned how our general tendency is to improve the material condition. So many problems and troubles are there in this material world. An ordinary living entity will try to eliminate all the problems, this negate everything, so that one can remain peacefully situated. But a pure devotee, as mentioned here, he doesn't put all his attention to get rid of material qualities. Swargapavarga narakeshu apitulyartha darshina. Narayana parasarve nakutaschana vibhyati. Whether he is placed in hellish planet, heavenly planets or the earthly planet, the pure devotee is always concerned about how to render service to Krishna. Whether the condition be hellish or heavenly or paradise-like, that is external. He is not affected by the external miserable or happy conditions. Like Kulashekhar Maharaj writes in his prayers, very nice prayer. He says, Divi va bhuvi va mamastu vaso, narake va narakantaka prakamam. Avadhirita sharadara vindau charanau te marane pichintayami. Divi va bhuvi va. Whether it is in the heavenly planet or the earthly planet. Narake va. Or in the hellish planets. Let me reside either any of these places as you please. I pray only one thing. At the point of death, I may remember your two lotus feet, whose beauty defies దట్ ఆర్ ద లోటస్ గ్రోయింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఆటమ్ సీజన్ శరత్ సీజన్ అవధీరిత శారదార విందో సో లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఇస్ కంపేర్డ్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు ద లోటస్ బ్లూమింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఆటమ్ సీజన్ అండ్ కృష్ణాస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఇట్స్ బ్యూటీ డిఫైస్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లోటస్ we have no idea how this lotus looks like we hardly get to see these lotuses here but it seems these lotuses are very beautiful the autumn season wala lotus very beautiful but surpassing this beauty is the beauty of krishna's lotus feet so kulashekar is praying let me remember these lotus feet the beauty of your lotus feet as long as I remember this I don't care whether I stay in heavenly planet hellish planet anywhere in the universe Then he says, Karacharana saroje kantiman netramine shrama bhuji shrama mushi bhuja vichi vyakule gadha marge hari sarasi vigahya piya tejo jalaugham bhava maru parikhinna klesha madhyatya jami So this material world he compares it to a desert maru bhava maru parikhinna This material world is like a desert. It has exhausted me. But today I will cast aside all troubles of this material world, material desert, by diving into the lake of Lord Hari. Hari sarasivi gahya apiyate jo jalaugham. Diving into this Hari sarasi, the lake of Lord Hari, and drinking apiya tejo jalaugham and drinking freely of the abundant waters of his splendor and the lotuses in that lake they are like the hands and feet and the fish inside the lake are like the brilliant shining eyes of krishna that lake's water relieves all fatigue and this lake is agitated by krishna's mighty arms And the current flows deep beyond comprehension. So in that lake, Kulashekar says, I want to dive and drink that waters. So in the Bhagavatam also, we find couple of instances where diving into a lake is given. Devahuti diving into Bindu Sarovar, when Kardamuni asked her to get ready after their marriage. So Devahuti dived into the lake and then she came out. Thousands of maid servants inside the lake helping her take a bath and dress herself up, decorate herself up. And then she comes out totally decorated and beautiful. And then Kardamuni and Devahuti enjoy. Even in the ninth canto you find our Chavanamuni's wife, Sukanya. Sukanya diving into... Sorry, Chavanamuni diving into the lake of Ashwini Kumaras. He was an old man and he knew his wife is young, so I cannot attract her. So when Ashwini Kumaras came, he requested them, please revive my youth. So they told him, okay, dive into this lake. And he dove into that lake and he came out totally young, young, handsome man. So these lakes are like... No, you're reviving your youth, reviving your material beauty. Of course, they have the spiritual benefit also. Kardamuni and Devahuti's bathing also has spiritual connection. But in this case, Kulashekar is saying, I want to dive into the lake of Hari, not just to regain my material senses, material youth, so that I can enjoy this world. But I want to dive so that I can enjoy Krishna's beauty, Krishna's form. Drink that nectarian beauty and remain eternal, eternally youthful. And then he says, Bhava jaladigatanam dvandva vatahatanam suta duhitrukalatra trata bhararditanam vishama vishayatoye majjatam aplavanam bhavati sharanameko vishnupoto naranam vishama vishayatoye Majjatam aplavanam. There are people, ordinary human beings are aplavanam. They don't have a shelter of a boat. They are drowning in this ocean of vishama vishayatoye. అండ్ ఫర్ సచ్ పీపుల్ భవతి శరణం ఏకో, దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ షెల్టర్, విష్ణు పోతో నరాణ, ద లోటస్ ఫీట్, ద బోట్ ఆఫ్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు. So very very glad to have His Holiness Vishya Prasanna Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Let us welcome him in our traditional style by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol.